That night, Soraya and I lay in bed, her back pressed to my chest, my face buried in her hair. I remembered when we used to lay forehead to forehead, sharing afterglow kisses and whispering until our eyes drifted closed, whispering about tiny curled toes, first smiles, first words, first steps. We still did sometimes, but the whispers were about school, my new book, a giggle over someone's ridiculous dress at a party. Our lovemaking was still good, at times better than good, but some nights all I would feel was a relief to be done with it, to be free to drift away and forget, at least for a while, about the futility of what we had just done. She never said so, but I knew sometimes Soraya felt it too. On those nights, we would each roll to our side of the bed and let our own savior take us away. Soraya's was sleep. Mine, as always, was a book. I lay in the dark the night Rahim Khan called and traced with my eyes the parallel silver lines on the wall made by moonlight pouring through the blinds. At some point, maybe just before dawn, I drifted to sleep and dreamed of Hassan running in the snow, the hem of his green chapan dragging behind him, snow crunching under his black rubber boots. He was yelling over his shoulder, "For you, 1,000 times over." A week later, I sat on a window seat aboard a Pakistani International Airlines flight, watching a pair of uniformed airline workers remove the wheel chocks. The plane taxied out of the terminal and soon we were airborne, cutting through the clouds. I rested my head against the window, waited, in vain, for sleep.